O Lord, throughout these 40 days, you prayed and kept the fast. Inspire repentance for our sin and free us from our past. Good morning. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom, seated you just off the chancel of St. John's on this, the first Sunday in Lent. As this commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you feel as if you are here in person in us. This morning and throughout the remaining Sundays in Lent, we will be following a special service and sermon series entitled Thy Will Be Done, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Jesus, Refuge of the Weary, hymn number 90 in Lutheran worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. Good to see all of you this morning. Good to worship with you. We're into the first Sunday in Lent now, and we are beginning we began on Wednesday, a new Lenten series. The theme of the series is Thy Will Be Done, and so over the course of these next 5 weeks and then into Holy Week and Easter, we'll be thinking about these various Bible passages, Bible accounts, and different characters from those accounts, and how God's work or God's will was being done through them, sometimes despite even their resistance. Today we're going to be thinking about Moses, so we'll get there in just a little bit. We'll continue now with the invocation and the opening litany as it's printed before you. In the sure and confident hope that our Lord is present in this place, we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us glorify Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. Periods of failure come into the lives of everyone. With the glorious expectation of Jesus, every hero of the Bible has had their time of failure as well. Adam and Eve ate the fruit. Abraham and Sarah laughed at God. Moses murdered a man. King David had an affair. Solomon worshipped false gods. Jonah refused to obey and ran away from the work of the Lord. Peter denied the Lord. Thomas doubted the promise and the testimony. Paul persecuted Christians. The list could go on and on. All the heroes of yesterday had their areas of weakness, but God strengthened them in their weakness and was able to use them according to His good and gracious will. We too have our inadequacies and failures, and so we confess to Almighty God. Almighty God, merciful Father, I confess that I have sinned against You. I have done that which You forbid, and I have failed to do that which You commanded. In the weariness of a busy life, I have yielded to temptation. I've trusted myself more than I've trusted You. I have not always followed where You lead. Forgive me, I pray. By Your Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me, so that I may truly be used by You in Your great redemptive work on earth. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Join us in singing our hymn of response, The Lamb.
The Lamb.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has heard our plea. He knows our weaknesses and our inadequacies. He has offered up His only Son as a sacrifice for our sins and our iniquities. I, by virtue of my office, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Moses said, O my Lord, please send someone else. We know that prayer, Lord. We know it all too well. At times we feel weak and inadequate, too sinful and unsure to be Your representatives. At times we don't want to be bothered and are too self-focused to be Your messengers. We lay our own inadequacies and our own unwillingness before You today. Give us Your sense of value and purpose. Forgive our failings. Restore our vision of Your mission. And promise to be with us, that Your will may be done through us. Amen.
The lector this morning is Jamie Bloom. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through her.
The first reading is selected verses from Exodus 3 and 4. God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He said, "But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." But Moses said to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue." Then the Lord said to him, "Who has made man's mouth? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall speak." But he said, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the Lenten litany found in the bulletin insert.
The Apostle John said of Jesus, "He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." Jesus, the Messiah, was rejected and condemned. When he was betrayed and arrested, his disciples fled. We confess Jesus as Lord, yet we are not always faithful witnesses for him. Jesus, our thoughts, words, and actions do not always reflect our love for you. Forgive us and heal us. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." Lord, do not let us fear rejection or persecution for the sake of your name. Make us bold witnesses for you.
See from his head.
The second reading is from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. From Mount Or they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 18.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat. Let's join together in singing the sermon hymn, hymn number 285.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Chief of Sinners Though I Be, hymn number 285 in Lutheran Worship. This is your Hour with God broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Lives and I might never.
dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So as I mentioned at the start of the service on Wednesday, as we begin the Lenten season, Ash Wednesday, we began this series entitled Thy Will Be Done. And on Wednesday, we talked about Abraham and we talked about Isaac. We talked about Abraham's faith and the trust that the Spirit enabled him to have. If you remember, Abraham and Sarah were pretty old when they were told that they were going to have a child. Sarah was nearly 100 years old when she delivered. And so it took some trust to believe that God was able to do that kind of thing. I mean, imagine for yourself. If you were told at your age or you're nearing in your upper 90s that you're going to have a child, your reaction probably would not be that of Abraham and Sarah's, right? Mm-hmm. I was approaching 40. And I was told we were having twins. Now, do you remember Sarah's response when she was told that she was going to have a baby? What did she do? She laughed, right? She laughed. And that's really what Isaac means. Isaac means laughter. So anyway, there was faith involved in all of that, a real trust. And then, of course, that trust would lead Abraham and Isaac up to a mountain, and there Abraham would prepare Isaac for sacrifice. And he took it right to the moments where the dagger was above him, and it was in those moments that God said, don't touch the child. And if you remember, they're kind of tangled up in some real tough weeds and thicket and all that, thorns and all that, there was a ram. And that, of course, helps us to remember that God provides the sacrifice, and that's what He did in His Son. Thy will be done. Well, today we're going to talk about Moses, and we actually have Moses with us. So, without further delay, Moses. So I gotta say, I'm very surprised, Moses. You see, when I envisioned you, you know, I've never met you face to face. So when I envisioned you, I kind of pictured your hair color being similar to Larry's. Yeah, it's a nice color, by the way. And I kind of envisioned that you were going to have this big, white, kind of burly beard. I don't know. So here you come out looking like this, your hair all trim. You know, I mean, you're up in age. You must be a big fan of late-night infomercials, the ones that, you know, tell you about the hair dye and the ones that have the fancy cream so your skin looks all nice and young. You know, for you being a guy up in age, you really kind of look like you might be approaching 40 this year.
Close. Yeah, they've seemed to make a lot of advancements in hygiene in the past few years.
That's for sure.
And I learned a little trick. You know, with just the right amount of water, you can get a perfect part.
There you go. That's good. It's not on the script. This is good. Yeah, hey, we didn't do this one last night, did we?
No.
This is good. This is good, Moses. This is good. Hey, you know, I got to tell you, though, in all seriousness, thanks for being here. This has got to be, though, being very real, this has got to be a real difficult difficult thing for you, rather tough for you. If I remember correctly, you really weren't the public speaker.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. I get all out of sorts when I gotta stand up in front of large crowds like this. I become like a basket case. I'm a complete nervous wreck even any time I try to think about getting in front of large crowds.
A basket case? That makes me laugh, Moses. You know, your mom. She put you in the basket. Basket case.
Yeah, I know. You're quite the comedian. What, did you go to a stand-up comedy show this weekend or something?
I just might have. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. No, basket case. I couldn't pass that one by. But in all seriousness, Moses, we are, of course, so appreciative and certainly have the highest regard for you.
Well, thanks for that, but if I'm being honest with you, I actually feel rather inadequate about that.
You? How can that be? I mean, you're like one of the big heroes of the faith. God used you to do amazingly great things. As much as you don't like speaking, you were one of God's big ambassadors. You were His representative on earth, one of His representatives. You were a leader.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. I never wanted to be. I resisted it. I begged God to send somebody else. I wasn't up for that job. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't brave enough.
But despite yourself and your feelings, where maybe you really wanted to go, God still used you, didn't He?
Yes, He certainly did. Despite my feelings of inadequacy, He was determined. And He even sent me a few good helpers like Marion and Aaron. But most of all, He gave Himself, and He was the power at work.
And I suppose there's no coincidence in the fact that He is the great I Am.
Yeah, no way. I mean, no coincidence at all. Our God is greater than all the false gods. And in my inadequacies, He uses me, even through your inadequacies.
That's for sure. And I guess being real, apart from Him, we wouldn't be able to see beyond ourselves, right? We wouldn't be able to see beyond our fears, our doubts. But with Him as our strength, God can do amazing things through us to fulfill His purposes.
Yeah, that's the truth. And I'm living proof. I learned firsthand that God can use simple, sometimes inadequate feeling people to be His hands, His heart, and His voice in this world.
You know, Moses, I have to tell you, this reminds me, I mean, very personal for me, and I know I've mentioned it to some people here at church, but every time before I come up to the pulpit or come down to speak to people, I always say a prayer at the altar, and that prayer is the same thing week after week. It's, Lord, help me to get out of the way so that other people can see You, so that other people can see You. And I think that's kind of it, isn't it? Sometimes it just takes us getting out of the way. Sometimes it takes us just getting out of the way to follow His lead, to trust in God's presence and His power with us.
Yeah, you're talking like you know a thing or two about this. Why don't you go on?
I think I do. And I think everybody in this room does in their own way. We all resist at times. We all maybe sometimes don't feel like we have what it takes. And sometimes the easier course is just to say, well, let somebody else do it. Somebody that's more qualified. I'm not the qualified one. Especially when it comes to doing that God stuff, you know.
Yeah, and that was my problem. I made it all about me. But it's not about me. It's about what God does for me and what God can do for me.
And what exactly does God do for us and through us?
He loves us. He really does. Even with all our inadequacies and insecurities, our resistance and our doubts, He loves us. Despite our sometimes selfish ways, He loves us. And in His power, He goes to work for us.
And He goes to work for us through Jesus, right? Jesus, who went the way of the cross, where He was raised up for our every single sin. Every single sin of selfishness, every single sin of doubt, every single sin of resistance. He did for you and me what we could never do by way of ourselves. He died for us so that we might be healed. Now, you know something about that. God used you in the days of old. This Jesus fulfilled it all. He went that way of the cross to die for us, to heal us, and to make us new. To lead us into things like repentance and forgiveness and empower us then to be a people who get out of the way. To be a people who hear His call and who follow His lead. I think it's safe to say that through Jesus our grumblings are turned to gratitude. I think it's even safe to say that our sometimes stubbornness can give way to servanthood.
Yeah, you know it. And that's what He did with me and through me, and that's what He did with you and through you. You know, it's amazing to think about it, because all of you are a special gift. And we always can remember that God can do remarkable things through us simple people. It just takes us getting out of the way.
Maybe even saying, taking up your cross and following Him. Thanks, Moses. Oh, and there's one more thing. Can you do me a favor and just write down who you see for that hair color? You know, I suppose if we had to provide a summary statement about today's lesson, I think it would be this. God is able to work through the least likely and even through the unexpected. That's what He did with Moses, isn't it? And that's what He did with the cross. And we can be sure that's what He does through us. You see, Moses resisted God's call. He tried to bargain it all out. In his mind, he thought there was somebody better for the task. He wasn't the guy for the job. In his mind, there had to be another way. And yet God persisted. God worked on his heart, and God went to work through him. And through Moses, the people of God came to know things like freedom. In life. You see, friends, through Moses, who saw himself as the least likely of candidates, God did amazing things. And that's how God works sometimes. Through the unexpected. Through the least likely. Just look at the cross, right? The cross certainly wasn't an easy place for Jesus to be. And in looking at that cross, by way of outward appearance, it spoke suffering, weakness. I mean, after all, it was an execution tool. But it was here. It was there. And the least likely, on there, on that cross, in the most unexpected way, that God's plan of salvation was accomplished. And Jesus? Well, Jesus went like a lamb without complaint. He kept the Father's will. He took our inadequacy upon Himself, and the result? His death, His life, His ministry. It changes us. It shapes us. You see, in Jesus, friends, from the cross and its apparent weakness is communicated to you and to me God's greatest power, His love. You know, ministry isn't always easy. Doing the work of God in this world is extremely challenging at times. And my hunch is, like Moses, we can resist. Like Moses, we can try to bargain it out with God. Maybe there are those times when we feel that knocking at our heart that we are distracted in our work as God's ambassadors in our homes, in our communities, and in the world. But you see, like Moses, despite our inadequacies and our resistance, God persists. And God continues to work on us and through the Spirit's power, God leads us and goes to work through us. It's His strength that comes to you and me and His power that enables you and me to be His very presence, His spokespeople here on earth. God can do amazing things through us. Each and every one of you, each and every one of us, remarkably gifted people. Each and every one of you having something to contribute. You see, each of us fit into God's story as it rolls out through us and into the world. There is no greater work. And today, there is no more necessary work, especially in today's world. May the Holy Spirit enable you and me to get out of the way, to follow, to share, to love, as God first loves us, and to impact one life at a time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by John and Jane Marone for the Easter blessing of forgiveness.
I invite you to please stand. Let's join together in speaking the offering prayer. Heavenly Father, you have given us life. What can we give in return for our lives? We return them back to you. Accept these tokens, accept our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, we include this morning the victims who were injured in the shooting this past week, and also the families of those who lost loved ones in the shooting down in Florida. Say prayers for Lola Meyer. Lola's having some difficulty with her hip. Special word of prayer for the Collins family, particularly for Jordan as he mourns the death of his grandmother. And last but not least, if you would, say a word of prayer for Amy Krupa's sister, Kristen, who has been hospitalized in the ICU at St. Joe's. Let us pray. God of impossibility, thank you for showing us through your servant Moses that you are capable of using the weak things of this world to show your strength. Grant us the ability never to give up on ourselves and our capabilities, and to never give up on you. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. In this Lenten season, Lord, we come to you because we know we are sinners and not good enough to win salvation for ourselves. Help us to remember that we are only made right with you through the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus, on the cross. Keep us ever dependent on his ability to free us forever from the evil of sin. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. Heavenly Father, we sometimes fall into despair and think that we cannot do anything right. We beat ourselves up and put ourselves down for our faults and our failings. Help us to remember that we are made new through Jesus. And with you by our side, there is nothing we cannot do by your mercy and favor, according to your good and gracious will. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. So often we compare ourselves with others and come to the conclusion that we do not measure up to what others have accomplished. Give us the ability to see that you have created us for specific tasks that are unique to us. We don't need to compete with others. We only need to do what you have designed us to do to build up your family of faith and bring glory to you. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. Lord, you sent Jesus to be our Savior, yet he was not born in a castle. He lived a humble life. He came not to be served, but to serve. May we mirror the way of Christ in our approach to the tasks and our approach to others. Give us servant hearts that seek to satisfy the needs of others before our own. And give us grace not to pursue fame or fortune in this world, but to treasure instead the riches of heaven won for us by Jesus. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. Only Jesus lived the perfect life. Help us to remember that as we encounter imperfections in our bodies, our world, and our lives. Be with those suffering with the imperfections of illness and injury, conditions and disease. Especially today, we pray for the victims and the families of the shooting down in Florida. We pray for Lola. We pray for the Collins family. We pray for Kristen. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin. We pray for our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Guard and guide them to healing and recovery of body, mind, and soul as you will. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. Grant us each day the wisdom to know what your will is for our lives, and fill us with the comfort of the cross of Christ upon which your will was done for our benefit. Let us never forget that we are deeply precious to you. Perfect Son of God, cover us with your holiness that we might live for you. All these petitions we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who did the will of God and lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for you bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only begotten Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
As you saw in the worship bulletin during this winter, in the winter months and during the season of the flu, rather than extending a handshake to your neighbor, just simply turn around and greet them with a word of peace. Peace be with you.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Passes peace on to someone else today.
body and blood, strengthening and keeping you with true faith, from now until life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace.
We continue singing Go to Dark Gethsemane, hymn number 110 in Lutheran worship, during the distribution of the sacrament.
Now may this your Lord's true body and blood strengthen you and keep you in the true faith. Come now to life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace.
Thank you.
people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know that about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you'd like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcasts. If you'd like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Susie Bloom, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
Thank you.
And now may this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you with a true faith from now and for life everlasting. Depart in his joy and in his peace. Amen. Stand for the post-communion prayer.
Merciful God, accompany us on our journey throughout these 40 days. Renew us in the gift of baptism, that repentant and forgiven we might live new lives, trusting in your presence and your promises, finding our only treasure in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to be with all of you. Good to worship with you this morning. I do hope that you have been blessed in worship this morning. So far we're two into these series, and it's been a lot of fun working with the individuals that have volunteered to step forward. Rod was fantastic with I threw the hair thing at him last night. Just off script, and then he comes in this morning with the whole parting thing, which was fantastic. So it's been fun to do that, but I do pray that you have that you've been blessed in the message as well, and I pray that is helping you in your Lent journey this year. So we'll continue on. I believe next week is David. And John Huey will be helping out with that one. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at. Quick couple of announcements for you before you go. This coming Friday is the annual congregational / spaghetti dinner. As of yesterday, we were up to 110 people. So that's really good. Officially the sign off or the end of the ticket sales was Wednesday. However, if you did not get tickets and you still want and you want to come, by all means, just let us know. There are tickets still available today. They're not. You sold the last two. Well, we can number them, right? So. Yeah, so you won't have a physical ticket in your hand, but we'll have you on the list. The big thing is the count. So again, if you're interested, the more the better. It's more work for us in the kitchen, but that's okay. We would love to have all of you present if that were possible. So again, the tickets are available if you're interested. Okay, so just let us know. Also, in that same spirit, I'm beginning to. Prepare mentally for the Seder meal that comes up in March. That's something we've been doing for the last couple of years. This year, I don't know if I made a huge mistake in scheduling it during Holy Week, but I did. But it'll be the Wednesday of Holy Week. It's not a mistake. I'm very happy to do it, but it's a lot that goes into that. So I want to start preparing for that now. If you're interested in attending the Seder, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board where you can see me for tickets for that. Okay. Again, that's the Wednesday of Holy Week. There's a little blurb in your worship bulletin. It's entitled, Everybody Has a Story, or Everyone Has a Story. Bob Chapman introduced this last week at the 11:15 service. What we're trying to do is compile a booklet of different faith stories, your story, and how God has touched you, how God has worked through you, and maybe the unexpected, whatever your story of faith might be. We'd like to compile that throughout this season of Lent, and then we'd like to roll it out on the day of Pentecost, along with the young people being confirmed this year, along with their essays. So we'd like to do that. But in order for this to be successful, it does take you and sort of reflecting on your faith and submitting something to us. Whatever it may be, it could be a write-up, it could be a poem, it could be a music, whatever it is. However the Spirit's moving you, we'd like to compile that book. This is something that was done in Bob's previous church, and there was great success in it. And so Bob thought, well, let's give it a whirl here and see what happens. So anyway, if you have a faith story, which we all do, please get submit something to me, and then we'll incorporate it into that book. Okay. The only other thing that I wanted to just kind of keep you in the loop with is. What would you say, Tony? Since it was before the first of the year, the leadership has been very intentional about thinking about safety here at St. John's. Of course, with the way things are, you see the news, you read the news, you see the news reports of the various acts of violence that are happening. A lot of times, those things take place in places where people congregate, and so. We're trying to stay a step ahead and take measures or put things into effect that would that would help keep the people of St. John safe while they're here. There's been a lot of thought. There's a team of people that, what are we officially calling them? The safety team or whatever it is. Yeah, there's a group of people that have agreed to be a part of this safety team. And it doesn't just have to do with the mass shooting stuff. It has more than that. It's kind of overseeing and looking after the things of the church, going out before the service ends and checking if there's ice spots and making sure that there's salt there. You know, helping the kids Sunday school run fire drills, whatever it is. It's kind of all-encompassing. But one of the things that it will obviously involve is a plan on how we would respond in the event that there was a threat here, and how we would proceed with that. So anyway, this is in the works. You will probably in the next few weeks, month, you know, or so, you start to see some changes. Perhaps certain doors being locked during services, things like that. It's a work in progress, but I want to keep you in the loop. Myself, Ross, and Larry attended an active shooter training yesterday in Genesee County. It was offered by the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, and there was a lot of information that was provided for us there, which I'm not sure how we'll go about in sharing that or presenting that to you, but obviously it is something that we need to share with you. So again, this is just work. We're trying to stay ahead of it and keep you safe without compromising what we do here. That's the ultimate goal. So that's where we're at. Stay tuned. But I wanted to just give you a heads up that there is some work going on all of that, especially in light of the things this past week. Okay? I don't think there's anything else. Yeah, Betty. Yeah. Okay, March 3rd it used to just be the Altar Guild, but that is it in the bulletin here?
Yeah, there is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board.
Okay, so there's an appreciation breakfast that's coming up on March 3rd. That's for the Altar Guild. That's for what else? Deacons, communion assistants, ushers, all. So anyway, that's coming up March 3rd. So there's a sign-up sheet. Make sure you get your name on that sign-up sheet for us so we know how many people to prepare for. Okay? Good? Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, have a blessed week, everyone. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.